You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Then you came to me, and my loneliness left me. I used to think I was tied to a heartache.
Now, Air Supply is not. Air Supply is not. It was brought to my attention, and not by my famed co-host, that there's an anniversary to be celebrated today. That it was 4 years ago or five? Was it 4 years ago today that the great Chris Katz, Kansas City's anchorman, and Dana Wright were wed in marital bliss?
Bless his heart.
And you didn't even tell anyone.
Well.
And so I told Rod, I had to hear from his son. He's like, hey, don't forget, you know, today's their anniversary.
Aww,
I'm like,
oh. I love that Jason
so
remembered.
I said, well, we're going to have to get some songs ready.
Girl, you are to me.
This just makes me want to slow skate.
A woman should be, and I dedicate my life to you always. A love like yours is great.
Mm. Must have been sent from up above, Katz. Hey, Starrett.
Yo.
Jam or not a jam?
Oh, of course that's a jam.
Yeah.
Although, I have to...
Please.
I have to ask, why isn't Air Supply the artist of the day?
Well, I mean, hello?
There's just so many anniversary songs to get through in one day.
I mean, we
can't make
start.
It all Air Supply. I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Okay.
Every step I make.
Oh, I love this song.
Right?
And somebody in this room's getting aroused, and it's not me or Dana.
I want to share.
It's definitely not me.
Yes, it is.
Love this song.
With you. No one else will do. And you're
Real quick.
We ain't got time to hear you.
We're
too busy
don't.
Playing anniversary songs. Sorry.
It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue.
Mm. Jam or not
or
a jam, Starrett?
Glad just
you're
to be
Harry Connick Jr., not a jam.
No, not a jam.
Can't do it for you.
Oh, that's Harry Connick. Come on.
All right. We're going to take your word for it. That's not a jam, okay?
Now, again, that doesn't mean it sucks. It just means, you
it's
know, it
not
doesn't...
A jam.
Not a jam.
Right.
Yeah.
There is a certain threshold required. It does not meet the threshold.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
You says no more. Don't tell me it's not worth trying.
I've got one.
Tell me
so we celebrate our love.
For.
You know how we celebrated today?
You know
Chris had back-to-back doctor appointments, and I went bowling.
Seriously?
I haven't even seen him. And he has to work tonight. So I, on our wedding anniversary, I'm so excited. I am going to watch the kids tonight.
Wow.
I have some... I told you yesterday I don't drink at home. Maybe tonight I do. I don't know because he's got to work. But he sent me a beautiful array of flowers.
Yes,
and
he did.
So if you're listening, I love you. And we will do dinner Saturday night.
My love.
Oh, my God.
There's only you in my life.
Please,
you might
want to
drop an octave.
No, keep going. Keep going.
No,
yes,
do not keep going.
And I started
We are not trying to lose the license
it's
today.
It's so funny.
It's you so bad. It's
go,
overmodulated.
The only thing, that's right.
It's overmodulated.
Everything about it's terrible.
The only thing, that's right.
Okay, I'm not doing that. I'm deleting that.
No, you're not.
It's terrible.
Maybe not delete it, but put it into the mothballs, please.
Oh my
that
God.
Was the day we found that ridiculous karaoke app. And you sing along with a stranger. So, like, it's like Tinder for karaoke dorks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, Will, you take the guy part in Seattle, and I'm in California, and I take the girl part, and we randomly hook up online and sing awful karaoke versions of songs like Endless Love. I am telling you,
That's
I laughed.
Terrible.
When we did that song, I laughed so hard, I wet myself.
Oh, I cried.
And I'm not, I could not breathe. I was laughing at how bad Scott was. It was so bad. Yes, because you didn't know the word. The only thing that's right. Who doesn't know the words to Endless Love?
The look on Scott's face right now is perfect because he looked genuinely offended.
I might have to post that for the masses today because it's so funny in honor of our anniversary.
Well, I did get this song from Chris. He wanted me to dedicate it to you. Mm-hmm. And he knew how this would make you feel. Mm-hmm. And it would make you feel all warm and fuzzy, maybe a little warm in your boots inside. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to have time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is from Chris Ketz to you. You know it's true. No, but I'm smelling a little jam or no jam on the agenda today.
I don't have to. I'm kind of in the mood now.
Okay.
Rod, do you sniff that? Because it smells like a dirty fart, but sometimes that's what jam or no jam smells like.
Wow. Thanks a lot.
Sometimes it gets funky.
Yeah. It's a fart you can't trust.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
But you love
now
it.
Now that.
It feels so good.
That is an endorsement.
Hmm.
Let's do it. Let's do it today like at 4 o'clock.
No.
No?
The last time we did it was at 5. The time before that was at 4. I say we do it at 3. Mm. Let's spread the wealth a little bit.
Okay.
Moving up in the world, we'll stir it.
It's good to know that this is comparable to a fart you can't trust.
Do you smell it?
I smell it. No, I don't.
You don't smell it?
Oh,
no.
Oh, it's coming.
I smell it.
Hot time for you.
Not a jam?
No.
That's not a jam?
No, that's too hard.
What?
A lot of guitar in that song, Scott.
That's too hard.
Is there a Bon Jovi song that you would consider a jam?
Probably not.
Maybe Bed of Roses. My favorite Bon Jovi song, honestly, is If You Don't Go, If You Should Stay. Oh, you love it. You want to make a memory.
Is this a jam or not a jam?
It's closer, but it's not a jam.
I'm telling you, Will Sterrett.
Not a jam.
No.
You Want to Make a Memory is a jam. I love that song.
I'm glad you like it.
It's a I'm telling you, I feel like you would say You Want to Make a Memory is a jam.
You were incorrect.
Did you catch that?
It sounded like Careless Whisper. Yeah.
You are the master of disaster, my friend. You truly are. You're good.
Thank you.
All right, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. We will do one more. We got to be careful. I don't want to burn this thing into the ground. But we only get you, basically 3 months out of every year. And
it's when Kara Markser has a baby,
which is 3 months out of every year.
Oh, I love this song. Look at all the
hair we had. Not a jam.
No. Sweet. I'm glad you like it.
Your phone is ringing. I don't want to ask.
This is not Bon Jovi. I mean, that is not Bon Jovi. Was he emasculated? I mean,
is
he a eunuch now?
Look at what happened to Neil Diamond and to Rod Stewart. And, I mean, there's any number of people who...
Oh, I love that song.
...who have become more mellow with age.
I mean...
Right?
Like a fine wine.
No, like a bad beer. This is the Bon Jovi I remember, and I know Rod remembers this one. Yes, yes! Take me to Tokyo Road! Yes, take me back to Tokyo Road! And then he turned into Make a Memory.
And women started peeing in their boots.
Yeah, and that's exactly why he did it.
Exactly why.
Yep.
And who buys the music? You're looking at her.
It's quite pathetic.
I know. I love it. You drive a minivan and wear white New Balance shoes. He is prominently displayed in your music collection.
When we get back, the comment heard round all of Leavenworth County. Master Race. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Hey, we all love great food, and you, my friends, are going to love Omaha Steaks. I happened upon them a couple, 3 years ago, and hello. Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for more than 100 years. And that, without doubt, is Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. Just got our package from Omaha Steaks the other day. We're going to love it. It's going to make for great meals for quite a long time. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer just for listeners of Dane and Parks when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code word Parks in the search bar. You'll get 74% off Omaha Steaks family gift package. Originally $195, now just $49.99. Order now, and here's what you get. 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus you get 4 more burgers for free. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with more than 100 years of experience. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. omahasteaks.com. Don't forget, we got Jam or No Jam coming your way today at 3 o'clock because I just need a break.
I do too.
News,
hey,
man.
Really quick, before we get to the dumpster fire, I want to say one thing about the wildfires. I am about to post a photo as we speak. Our pal Joe Loria over at Fox 4 put this out on Twitter this morning. And it is a map of Kansas City, just a wide map of the entire metropolitan area of Kansas City. And he has shaded in red what it would look like if you picked up those wildfires in California and plopped them down on Kansas City. It would have wiped out Olathe, Overland Park,
Kansas City, Missouri,
and a whole bunch of real estate in between. I just think it's an interesting comparison if you're wondering, like, how big is the fire? We will post that now.
We have audio coming here in just a moment to prove that this is true, but this story from the Kansas City Star, a Leavenworth County commissioner referred this week to the master race as he addressed a black city planner presenting a land use analysis to county officials at a board meeting. Travis Pendleton, a city planner with the Kansas City consulting company Vireo, I think I'm pronouncing that right, Vireo, was explaining development...
Formally.
No, he's the planning... No, he's not the county commissioner, Rod. This is the city planner. Was explaining development options for County Road 1 corridor just south of Tonganoxie when Commissioner Lewis Klemp made the comment. Klemp had made clear he was not satisfied with the options presented by Pendleton and a colleague. He said, and I'll play it for you here in just a second, but it's a little bit muffled, but Klemp said during the meeting, public meeting, I don't want you to think I'm picking on you. Keep in mind, this is a white man talking to a black man. I don't want you to think I'm picking on you because we're part of the master race. That came out of the mouth of a Leavenworth County commissioner. I don't want you to think I'm picking on you because we're part of the master race. You know, you got a gap in your teeth. You're the masters. Don't ever forget that. Now, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know what
he said, you know, you have a gap in your teeth to the woman.
Oh, I see.
Who was at the podium giving testimony about the water.
Oh, so he wasn't at that point. He wasn't talking to the black guy. He was talking to the white woman.
Pull. It's unbelievable. And
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Please
you. I thought
do,
you were done.
Because okay. I just no justifying what he said. There's nothing you can say.
Here it is.
That will make this okay.
I don't want you to think I'm picking on you because we're part of the master race. You know, you got a gap in your teeth. You're the masters. Don't ever forget that. I passed that out the other day, and a lady said, you know, I didn't think of that. I'm going to start passing that around. So I don't like A. I don't like B. I don't like leave it like it is. I think it's unfair to the rest of the taxpayers of Leavenworth County to say, we're going to let you have a park down there. How many acres is down there? How many acres does that include? Now, you were, what, a mile either side or half a mile?
Mile and a half.
This is not the first thing that he has said that is controversial, apparently. And by the way, he was appointed to the Leavenworth County Commission in October of 2017 to fill a vacancy.
Can I just divert just... He's obviously a horrible human being. There's nothing you're going to tell me in his background that makes this better or worse. I assume this is not the first thing he's said.
It is not.
So when asked about the remark, Klemp suggested that it was a joke. He didn't say, you misunderstood me, because there's no way to misunderstand that. He didn't say, I apologize, it was offensive, I don't know what I was thinking. He said this was meant, these comments to a black woman saying, I'm from the master race and you have a gap in your teeth. He's saying that was a joke. But let me ask you something, and I don't know if you have the rest of the clip after he's done making his quote joke, because I'm really shocked, and I'm going to call some people out here. I'm really shocked no one said anything right then and there on the spot. This is now part of the official record of the city.
Coming.
So congratulations there. Why did no one say, what did you just say? Now, I'm not suggesting she should have fought back or said something. In fact, quite the contrary.
Why not?
Because one of the things, and Dan and I were talking about this out in the newsroom, he goes, you know how sometimes, like, look at these award shows when someone says something horribly offensive or outrageous. The first thought a lot of people have are, what just happened? Like, for her, I'm sure she was going to, what did he just say? For all of those people at the podium, why did no one say anything right then and there? Why are we only now hearing about this?
Here is the quote again. Listen.
I don't want you to think I'm picking on you, because we're part of the master race.
Okay.
I don't want you to think I'm picking on you. We're part of the master race. Then he says, you have a gap in your teeth.
576-7798. That is a Leavenworth County Commissioner. Leavenworth County Commissioner in the free state of Kansas. 576-7798 to the newsroom at Will Sterrett.
Sad news out of Cornfield County. More next.
Dana right here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Get on out to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit right now. I-470 and Colburn Road. I'm actually heading out there this weekend. You need to look at the deals they have on their brand new cars, their enormous lot of pre-owned vehicles, which are fantastic. They have something for every budget possible. Cars from 3900s all the way up to really, really nice, loaded, brand new 2019s like the Atlas. Go in and look at their gorgeous lot of used cars, really to fit every budget. And if you're in the market for something new, do not forget Volkswagen Lease Summit has some of the best safety features on the market today. Ask them to see that backup camera, the side impact alert system. Ladies, you're going to love that panoramic sunroof. Ask for that by name as well when you go in. Get to Volkswagen Lease Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road. Test drive the Atlas, the Tiguan, the Jetta. They have deals on all three of those cars right now. And then if you're in the mood for something used, look there too. Volkswagen of Lee Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road, or check out their inventory online, vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com.
Just past 2:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Sterrett. Roy Clark, the guitar virtuoso and singer who headlined Hee Haw for nearly a quarter century, has died due to complications from pneumonia. Clark played guitar, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, harmonica, and other instruments, and his skills brought him gigs as guest performer with many top orchestras, including the Boston Pops. Roy Clark was 85. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is warning Southern California mudslides are a risk in the area charred by that wildfire near Los Angeles and Ventura counties. Zinke says federal officials will work with state and local authorities to try to reduce the risk. He spoke while touring the burn zone of the so-called Woolsey Fire that prompted the evacuations of more than 200,000 people, including all of Malibu. Kansas Attorney General is arguing in federal court filings that Secretary of State Kris Kobach should not be held liable for exposing sensitive information about voters. Attorney General Derek Schmidt also contends voters have no constitutional right to the privacy of their data. Schmidt's office in recent weeks has filed documents outlining the state's defense of Kobach in a federal lawsuit. Traffic and weather together next. It's 2:32.
It is an area of high pressure in place. It's been a clear go of it thus far here in Kansas City. We're going to continue that trend for the rest of today. And as the night goes on, and lots of sunshine for tomorrow, high temperatures have been back on the climb. We should hit the upper 40s for today, falling to 32 tonight, a low 50s for tomorrow. Another punch of colder air coming in this weekend, cloudy and 40 on Saturday. A disturbance lifting in a little light snow Saturday night. We dry out Sunday, the high 35. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
49 downtown, 49 as well at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me?
Somebody, let me read this from the text line here, and then I'll play the clip again. Somebody says, do you have any of the clip of what he was saying before he started talking to that lady? Because that might be more important than what he says afterwards. No, I think when he says, we're the master race,
and you have
that's
a gap
pretty
in your teeth.
Damned important.
And Scott, when he, make no mistake, when he says we are part of the master race and you have a gap in your teeth, which, what does that have to do with the presentation she was making? Make no mistake, he is saying I am better because I am white. You have a gap in your teeth, which, by the way, so does Madonna, and she's white. I don't know what that has to do with anything. Nothing he could have said prior, during, or after justifies this. Nothing.
Is he? Is I'm asking out of ignorance. This,
if there's maybe some
Lewis Klemp
mental health something going on.
Who's a Leavenworth County Commissioner? I'm actually being serious. Does he have some sort of mental problem? He has made, dare I say, controversial comments before. He said at one point about Robert E. Lee. Not everybody does them all. And by the way, his sentences, before I even read some of these quotes, are rather disjointed and don't always make a lot of sense. But I think you can get the meaning out of it, I guess. Not everybody does them all because we have Robert E. Lee, who, God, Robert E. Lee, wonderful part of history. We don't have Washington anymore. He may be removed anyway because he had slaves. We'll never know how great his importance was. Because the other side, he's talking
about Lee. The other side didn't win.
But this is about Abraham Lincoln, and I don't understand this. We'll never know how great his importance was because the other side didn't win, which is all good, I guess.
He also spoke about how his great-great-grandfather owned a slave. He questioned why those who are not veterans get off for Veterans Day, and asked whether global personality Oprah Winfrey would be given a federal holiday, saying President Abraham Lincoln's legacy would not be fully realized because the Confederacy had lost. Make no mistake, this is your old, weirdo, racist uncle at Thanksgiving. And as this man has gotten older, he is now emboldened to make these comments because he looks around him. And if you look in this room, Scott, when he makes these comments, he's surrounded by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other white people.
Well, but that's not to suggest that they condone his remarks.
I'm not saying they condone it, but no one stood up and said, what did you just... I would have said, excuse... What did you just say? Why are we talking about this a day later?
By the way, and Lewis Klemp is welcome to call in to the program. Many of you would say, well, why don't you call him, Scott? We get that from time to time.
His phone's been disconnected.
His phone has been disconnected.
That's the thing about racists.
576-7798. Diane in Leavenworth County. Hello, Diane.
Well, hello there, kids. How you doing?
Well, we're doing well. Are you part of the master race?
Oh, mercy. I'm part of the race that thinks Louis Klemp is an absolute lunatic.
Is it Louie or Lewis? Louie?
Well, we call him Louie around here.
Okay.
It's Lewis Klemp, but it's Louie, and he's Screwy Louie. And that man has been going to the board meetings. If he's not a part of the board, he's been going to the board meetings, and he has something to say all the time. But this, what he is doing now, is way, way off the mark of how people in this community feel. And I will guarantee you, if I'd been in that room, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine sitting there and letting him talk like this.
I think I'm, I you know, he is what he is, Diane. You're not going to change the old crazy racist. You're just not. I'm really disappointed no one stood up for her and said anything
and here,
at the time.
Here's the part. There's not a word in the Leavenworth Times newspaper about it. Not one word about what he said. There is about the conversation of they talked about this County Road 1 mess.
Are you, whoa. For those who don't know, the Leavenworth Times is a, I believe, either a bi-daily or it's three times
four
a
days,
week.
Is a four time, days a
four
week.
4 days a week, okay.
Tuesday through Saturday.
Well, okay. Do they not have an online presence at all?
So they reported about the discussion regarding County Road 1 south of Tonganoxie, but did not mention anything about the master race comment.
No.
That has generated the controversy.
Not one word. I was totally shocked because I actually saw the man Tuesday afternoon, probably after what went on.
That may explain why that reporter is still reporting for the Leavenworth Times.
You got me. But this man has been nothing but a burr under the saddle. I can't imagine why they appointed him to take the place of Clyde Graber that retired, and they can't get him out of office fast enough.
He needs to be fired, Diane.
You can recall him. You can't fire him.
They need to call an emergency meeting.
I believe one of the county commissioners right then said he needs to go. I believe Bob.
Well,
Collins.
I think someone said he needs to go after a reporter cornered one of them and said, "What just happened? Uh-huh. Did you hear what he said?"
Oh yeah. I'm going to tell you what, the man is nothing but stirs the stink, and he will stir it, and I'll guarantee you that once he's out of office, he'll be there at every county commissioner meeting stirring up stuff that doesn't need to be stirred up.
Well, what part of the county is he from?
I think maybe he lives in Lansing area right now.
Oh, no.
No.
Not from Lansing. We don't talk like that.
Diane, you mentioned him coming to the meetings. There's a difference between the old weird racist who comes to the meetings and complains and says inappropriate things as a citizen. There's an enormous difference between that and putting someone like this in an elected official position.
I have no, there is no reason that man is still on the Board of County Commissioners right now. No reason whatsoever. And I just can't fathom how he can go on and sit up there and think that what he did, that's just a joke. Well, no, it's not just a joke. That's not a joke to anybody.
Well, Diane, why don't you do something about it?
Oh, I did. I voted in a new county commissioner.
No. Why don't you lead a recall petition?
I don't know. I'm not in his district.
It don't matter.
I could go. I could probably go in there and sit and say something. But I think there'll probably be quite a few people saying something about this.
Well, some of the things he said. Diane, let's do us a favor because there's a lot of people that want to get in here. Will you go to the next county commission meeting and be our correspondent?
Oh, I don't think I can.
Yes, I think you can.
You are the best correspondent ever.
And when you call back in, you have to use words like
"burr under the saddle."
He was stirring the stink.
I can't even imagine. I just don't. I can't say I will. There's an employee that I'm close to in the county. So I really can't.
Well, all we're asking you to do is go to that meet and call us back up, and you tell us how he stirred that stink real good.
under the saddle. Okay, kid.
All right, kid.
She's Kansas City's Dan Rather. I love her.
Stirring the stink.
I looked at Scott. I'm like, I want this woman to call in every day.
Debbie in Leavenworth. Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi there.
I was just calling to say if you knew Louie and if you saw Louie, he's got a huge gap in his front teeth. And I used to have a gap in my front teeth. And he said something similar to me many, many, many years ago that we're part of the master race, ha ha, you know, because we had gaps in our teeth. Well, so I, my gap fixed many years ago. And I've just known Louie a long time. He's awkward. He does like to stir up the stink, like she says, but I do believe that things may have been taken out of context here. I do believe he was joking with her because, you know, he has a gap in his teeth, and he points it out, I think, so nobody makes fun of him about it. I don't know. I don't know.
But don't you find it mildly inappropriate to say to a black person, we're the master race?
Well, that's he's saying we're the master race because they are had something in common. They had the gap in their teeth, and
yeah, they also have red blood running in their veins, and
right.
They stand on 2 feet. I mean, come on.
I know. Well, I mean, not to he's awkward. He says stuff that's inappropriate, and he does it in a way that's joking, and a lot of people get offended. But you, if you know Louie, you're just like, oh my gosh, okay, whatever. Louie,
but at some point, Debbie, don't we all have to stand up and say no? At some point, we're not going to say, okay, whatever.
We're not going to say you're a kooky old man.
I'm not going to be the one sitting
who says
around
things
anymore.
That are inappropriate. I and maybe, you know, I happen to have graduated in a town in Leavenworth County. I don't remember ever thinking, you know, kooky old man, crazy dumb joke that seems inappropriate is okay. And well, it takes a lot to get through thicker skin. And I'd like to think I do have thick skin. I don't know. I have to start questioning his actual intellectual acumen when you start saying to a black person, whether it's a joke or not, we're part of the master race. How would you feel if he said that to a Jew?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know enough. I'm just telling you that my brush with Louie, and I see him every now and then. But I'm sorry that he offended that lady, and I don't know.
But she has not weighed in, Debbie. She has not weighed in at all. Like I think people are offended on behalf of really everyone. It's so.
Yeah.
I think we need to all be offended for her, and honestly, the embarrassment this brings.
Well,
to the county.
Honestly, I mean, we need to quit getting offended on stuff. So
Debbie, I would agree with you for the most part. I don't mean to interrupt you, but we're short on time. I would agree with you that America does a really good job of getting offended really easily. However, I would still argue there is a line you don't cross. And I am not one who is offended easily. I have made a living out of pointing out times when people have just gotten so snowflake, it drives me crazy. What I don't think you do is say in front of a black person or a Jew, master race. It's inappropriate. It's not okay. If he is so offended, or check that, if he is so concerned or embarrassed by the gap in his teeth, he can call Dr. Ross Headley at kcsmile.com, shameless plug, and get it fixed. But that doesn't mean you sit around and go, you got a gap in your teeth too, black person. We're part of the master race. That's not funny. As Johnny Dare once told me years ago, leave the comedy to the professionals. You're not funny. And he was right. Louis Klemp, whatever his name is not funny. Quit trying to be funny. You're a weird old man. It's time to go. 576-7798. You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you one name to remember. It is Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. They are the best in the business. I promise you that. I've been out there many times. Dale's a personal friend. I've watched his crews at work. And I can promise you, you will not get better collision repair anywhere in town or anywhere in the region for that matter. At Dale's in Blue Springs, their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's their number. It's 816 828-1855, 816-228-1855, or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dales and Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you. I hear you from the text, says, Scott, calm down, you're making something out of nothing. Okay, that's fine. I am not above criticism. It is welcome on this show. From 3977, though, and I do have a disagreement with you, 3977, who writes, knowing who Louis Klemp is, I think he does not realize when he says master race that it is offensive. Come on. Master race has been offensive since the day it was coined, especially when he used it in the way he did in that county commission meeting. The guy probably does have plenty of racist tendencies, but I'm not sure that he thought he was actually doing anything wrong when he said that to that woman. He should probably think twice. But if you're used to talking that way, it's hard to check yourself. If you're used to talking that way, you're a racist. If the words master race,
they say it all the time.
If the words master race fall from your lips all the time, you are a racist. Jeff in Leavenworth. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, this is Jeff Pittman.
Hey, Hi. Go ahead.
Probably going to regret giving your last name, but go ahead.
Well, I'm the state representative here in Leavenworth.
All right.
And, you know, this town is not necessarily a racist town. It's got an ethnic mix in it. And this guy doesn't necessarily. I want to make sure everybody knows this is not a racist town per se. This guy doesn't represent the vast majority of people here. He was appointed by a very small select people, you know, and the Republican precinct committee members. There's about, 15 of them appointed this guy into the position. And he was recently replaced. So I'm just going on the record saying this is not representative of our community.
Well, Jeff, I'm gonna challenge you for a second, if I may.
Sure.
I graduated from Lansing. I go back to Leavenworth or Lansing at least two or three times a year. But twice you have said this is not a racist town necessarily, and then you said this is not a racist town per se. Are you making the argument that Leavenworth is, at least to some extent, racist? Because I certainly think there are racist elements within Leavenworth, as there is within any town. I find Leavenworth or Lansing to be overtly racist.
No, not at all. What I mean is there are pockets everywhere you go across the globe that they'll find racism. But the town itself is very welcoming of the military members, of the international officers, of people of all backgrounds, religion. You know, it's not a racist town. But I say not necessarily. I mean, look, you will find elements of it wherever you go. And case in point, the county commissioner, while maybe not intentionally thinking that, you know, I don't even have master race in my lexicon when I'm talking, and it just popped out of his mouth, right, without thinking. So I guess I'm just trying to say, totally don't feel like this guy represents our town. Our town is very welcoming. And I just feel like it's easy to get a bad rap when a story like this gets out, says, oh my gosh, this whole town is racist, when it gets out on Newsweek. And this is not the first time something like this has happened with this individual either. So,
is this Jeff Pittman?
Yep.
I went to high school with your wife.
I know you did.
Well, we got to run. Tell Holly. It's a small world.
It's like glory days.
Tell Holly I said hello.
I will.
Goodbye. I did. I went to high school with his wife. It's a small world.
You know, he still wears his letter jacket.
I don't wear it. I sleep in it. And when I'm washing it, I sleep in my jersey. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Newsroom, here is Will Starrett.
Happening now on KMBZ. Another hang-up on a new airport. More next.
Dana right here for CM Moe's and Son. Remember, they do it all. Heating, cooling, electric, and everything generator. And remember, now is the time to get a generator if you've ever even thought about it. They are still offering that free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700. They are still doing that. But listen, it's cold out. I feel like we got robbed of the last part of spring, the latter part of fall. But if you are worried about your heating system in your home, heating in the winter, air in the summer, have my guys at CMOs come out. They'll do a airflow test for you. They did that for us about a week ago. Results came in. They were not good. And they are going to help us actually plug some holes that will save us in energy costs and money that is flying out the window every time we turn that heater on in our home. They'll do it for you, too. Call my guys at CMOs and Son. Get on their schedule now. 816-781-4707. 816-781-4707 or CMOsandSon.com. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.